There's a lot of glory. Thank you, Father, for a brand new day of increased presence, increased anointing, increased glory of God. As we go from glory to glory, that first level of glory just grows continuously, pushing us and overflowing through us into the next level of glory. Hallelujah. Shabba. I got some scriptures here that I want to actually talk about. You know, I hear a lot of people say, don't forsake the gathering together of the body. You know, let the body be assembled together. And they think that that's in a church building. It just may be. It also may be in a park or by the riverside, you know. Could be in your house. Could be in the grocery store, in Walmart, you know. Some people take it so seriously that they will assemble together in Walmart. And the glory will just start flowing and people will get healed. Hallelujah. I made a video on how I was drunk in the Holy Ghost in the Walmart's parking lot for like half an hour. I made like about 10 little videos of just whatever. I made some other audios when I was walking through the mall. I was laughing. Just totally plastered with joy in heaven, in heavenly places in Christ. And my earth suit was just carrying it around. This realm of heaven in Walmart. Yeah, it was pretty good. And I was talking to my friends. We were assembling together in Christ. We were assembling. Wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. You know, there Jesus, there he is in the midst of us. We're just gathering in the substance of the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I wanted to just clarify something in the scriptures here. So we're just going to read some Bible and praise God. Let the spirit of revelation flow through the body in Jesus' name, like living waters washing away all death thoughts. All thoughts that are not of my Father, let them be washed away and burned in Jesus' name. Hebrews chapter 10. We'll start at verse 19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest. Where are we entering? Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Shabba. By a new and living way. Ha ha. Which he hath consecrated for us through the veil. That is to say, his flesh. Let's stop right there. It's a new and it's a living way. It's alive. When you walk through that living way, he is the way. He's the door. We go through his, we're his body, right? I had a vision years ago where I was in worship and I saw the wounds on Jesus. And I could see through the nail holes, it was pure light coming through it, but it wasn't light of this world. It was light from him that he made in his world. It was the light of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven shining through his wounds. So I knew heaven was through those wounds. Heaven is within Jesus. Heaven, you know. And so I could go right through those wounds, right into paradise, right into the holiest. There, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. We can go into the holiest, the holy of holies, that deep, intimate chamber with God, in God, but through the precious blood of Jesus, through the wounds, those wounds left an opening through his body so that we could go through his body into paradise to meet with him. We're in his body. We are his body. But I'm talking about like through, what does it say here? By a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil. That is to say, his flesh. When you go through the veil into the Holy of Holies, you're going through his flesh. Hallelujah. That was torn open for us to enter through into. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. The river of life will just wash all the dust away, which is serpent food, having our bodies washed with pure water. Holy Spirit, just come and wash through your body right now. In Jesus' name, wash us with the washing of the water of the Word. Wash us with that living water pouring from deep within. What did Jesus say? Give me a drink to the woman at the well. And he said, if you would have known the gift of God and who it is speaking to you, you would have asked of him and he would have given you living water, which he spoke of the Spirit washing through him. Washing through whoever is thirsty, come and drink, the book of Revelation says. If you're thirsty for God, you will drink him. He will give you a drink. Even in, I think it's Psalm 80 or something. Like, open your mouth and I will fill it with honey from the rock. But you would not. You know, it was a rebuke because they wouldn't open their mouth. Hallelujah. Remember, Moses smote the rock. And because God told him to, it was prophetic. It was showing what Jesus had to go through. He's the rock, right? And mankind was going to smite him. And he would willingly lay down his life so he can pick up our lives in his resurrection life. Hallelujah. But the second time, God said, speak to the rock and it will give forth its waters. But Moses went and smote it again because he was doing an old mindset, because it worked last time. But God was like, yeah, because the rock has been smitten, because Jesus has been smitten, all we have to do is know the gift of God and who it is speaking to us, and we can ask of him, and he will give us living water. All we got to do is ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door of Jesus you'll find is already standing open in heaven. For all who are thirsty, come and drink. What are you drinking? You're going to be drinking the new wine, the living water, the water in Isaiah 55. Hallelujah. Oh, Shatta. You drink the bath water of heaven. You want to jump in the river of life. And it's okay to drink that bath water because it's pure life. It's clean. It never gets tainted. You can't taint life, God. The pure spirit flow of God. You drink his presence. And it just washes all the dust off of you. Because, you know, God created Adam's body from the dust of the earth. And then when Adam sinned, his body went into chaos and sin, because sin entered him, because he ate the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. Ugh. And then God said, you know, to the serpent, on your belly shall you crawl, and dust shall be your food all the days of your life. Dust. It's that fallen dust nature where the devil just chews on your flesh. That's why people die of diseases and because it entered in through the fall. It's just a generational thing that Adam passed down, but we're set free in Christ now. But I didn't want to go that way. I want to finish this scripture. Hold on. Hallelujah. Shabbatabba. Oh yeah, let us draw near with a true heart and in full assurance of faith, having a heart sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love. Let's read that again. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. You know, good works flow out of love. Dead works flow out of like a works mentality. Like you want to work for God. You can yield to God and let him do the works. Jesus said, my Father does the works. You know, so we have to have a relationship with God first before we ever start working with him, or letting him do the works through us. You know, when we love God, we can hear his voice clearer. You know, Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. What he was saying is that's the key. It's not the threat. When you love God, you hear his voice and you can keep his commandments out of that love relationship, because you love keeping his commandments, because his words feel so good. It's like that living water washing us. What does that scripture say right here? It's like that pure waters. Oh, shatarekeramo. Our bodies wash with pure water. It's like the pure water of God washes through you with his living words. Because man doesn't live by bread alone, but he lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And every word that proceeds from the mouth of God is pure spirit, pure life, pure water, pure rivers of living water. You know, out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. What's going to be flowing? It's the river of life that flows from the throne room of God. The throne of God. It's the river of life that washes away all the serpent food, the dust of the earth, that fallen nature. God said, in the last days, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy. He's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters are going to prophesy. What's going to happen? He's going to wash away the worthless words, and you'll start speaking words of life, words of spirit. The worthless words are just words that are just like, they're going to pass away. They're worth less, you know? And then when you speak God's words, his words will remain forever. They're eternal. They have eternal rewards within them because it's him. He's the one who's within the words. And those words will be spirit and they'll be life. And he's going to pour his spirit out through his body. So it's going to be like as the days of Noah. He's going to pour his spirit out through his body, the body of Christ. Christ is spirit. So his spirit will flow through the body and from the heavens above. Just like it was in the days of Noah. It came from the deep within and in the heavens above. It's going to be sovereign above and, you know, deep within the body. He's going to pour out his spirit. And he's going to, what happened in the days of Noah? Well, the flesh died, right? Well, what's going to die when people start speaking spirit words? It's going to crucify the flesh by the Spirit of God. It's going to put to death the works of darkness. It's going to put to death the deeds of the flesh. It's going to be living waters washing away death. And then what? Jesus said, it's written about him that he will destroy Satan by the brightness of his coming or whatever. It's the brightness of his coming through his body and through coming in the clouds, right? The cloud of witnesses, could it be? I don't know. I don't have a good, perfect eschatological theology. I just love God, and I love the keys and the nuggets He just throws to us because we're hungry. We're sitting across from this table, and I don't know. We're just playing in our Father's house. We enjoy our Father. You never have a food fight? You ever try to throw like grapes into your friend's mouth or your I'm sure we do that like in the spirit a lot, you know? God's just constantly whipping revelation nuggets, whoever's heart is hungry enough to open the mouth of their heart and swallow it. Hallelujah, man. You can only eat the best nuggets when you're in the holiest place, though. As that's pure spirit to spirit, deep calling out to deep. Hallelujah. Let's read some more. I'm in a really good mood today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I love your spirit. You just help us, God. He's the helper. He definitely is. Okay, let's read this a little bit more. Thank you, Jesus. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Works of righteousness, yeah? Not dead works. We don't want that anymore. Hallelujah. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. Okay, that's the scripture I wanted to talk about. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. It's not just gathering around the Bible. It's not just gathering around a conference or gathering around a speaker or gathering. It's we're assembling ourselves together. Where? If you go back to verse 19, it tells you where. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. You assemble together in the Holy of Holies. You assemble together through the blood of Jesus in Christ. Christ is spirit. Christ is the substance and the spirit, the anointing, the glory. Christ is God's spirit. Christ is the anointing. So when you're assembled truly together in one mind, it's the mind of Christ. One accord, it's the body of Christ. One mind, one body, one accord, it's the body of Christ. That's where you assemble. And it doesn't matter if you're in a church building full of, you know, but God doesn't dwell in houses made with human hands, like, you know, bricks and stones. But he dwells in the temple of the living, like he dwells in living stones, a temple made by living stones. And we know a stone is a revelation, right? David killed Goliath with a rock or a stone. Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church. And that rock was the revelation of him. So we're like living stones held together by him, the cornerstone, the chief cornerstone, held together. And as he just flows through us, we release revelation of what God is like. But everyone has a certain peace. Everyone has a certain, like a peace of God. The measure of Christ flowing through us is your measure to reflect Christ to the world. Recently, I went to a conference or whatever, and it was a prophetic conference. I never heard of the guy, some Mumbi or something like that. I can't remember his name. And I just drove out there. It took me an hour, and I'm like, oh, I want to go spend some time in the manifest presence of God with my brothers and sisters, and we're going to gather together in a school. So it wasn't even a church, it was like a school, but we came together in Christ and prophesied over each other. It was wonderful. But as I was sitting there, he was talking about like how you see visions, how you activate yourself, like get activated in the spirit so that you realize you've been seeing God. God's been speaking to us for our whole life. It's just discerning his voice. And so it just kind of opened up where I could, this realm opened up. I just started seeing. Because I guess I came under his mantle or whatever, and there was a grace there to be, just to activate everyone to see in the spirit. And as I was sitting in my seat, like I was watching him, there was like a glory cloud around him as he was speaking in the second session. And then this realm opened up, and there was someone appeared to my in the spirit to my left over here, and he was like in the spirit. So I look in there, I see the people in the chairs, but if I look in, like in the spirit, I can see there's a man there. I can't see his face, and I can see his clothes, and his clothes are like this white glory coming off, and there's this presence just continually just filling me. It's this anointing. It was this wonderful, oh, such peace and such. I wanted to sit in his presence forever, and I will. And I kind of just lifted off, and well, he did lift off the presence, but I went back into like focusing on the speaker, what he was saying, and then I just kind of like, why can't I see this guy's face? Like, whoever is this? God? Is this an angel? Is this the Holy Spirit? You know, who is this? And so I got hungry. I started getting hungry to see his face, and I kind of left what the speaker was saying. I forgot what he said for about the next 5 or so minutes, and I just like. It was in my desire, I have to see who this person is. Because I have a sense it's God. Because I feel the Spirit of God coming off him. I feel the presence, I feel the anointing. And there's a desire for me to go see his face. So I went back into that realm. As I'm still watching two realms. It's like a transparency went over my natural vision, where I can see two realms. I can see in the spirit, and I can see the natural realm. And I look over, and I saw that the faceless man, whoever he is, with the glowing clothes, with the presence coming off of him. And I walked up to him, and I wanted to get a closer look at his face. And he took, I think he took my hand, and we started walking down this narrow path. We were walking down the narrow road together. Like, oh my gosh, and the presence got stronger and stronger. And he just started filling me and filling me and filling me with peace. And we walked up to this grass, and this grass looked like a hill. And I saw all these houses on the hill, and they had the same substance coming through them, these little houses, as his clothes, and the same peace as his clothes. It's like these little houses were just like almost like similar to what the substance that was on his clothes, coming through his clothes, was coming through the houses. It's this white glory with peace. And I said, God, what are these houses? What are these houses on this hill in the grass? And instantly, it was a scripture popped into my mind. God said, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. But it was like, was he just saying that to me? Or was he saying that to the entire body of Christ, the way God usually speaks? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Not my Father, but our Father. He sees the whole body. You know? We have the mind of Christ, not just me. It's like, we have the mind of Christ. It's always the collective body, usually when God speaks, because he speaks from eternity. And he speaks words that will just, I don't know, it's bigger than just one person. So, I realized it was almost like a rebuke. It's like, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Then you unravel another layer of revelation. It's like, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. It's like, you're no matter what, the glory is going to be seen on the earth. And then I started connecting all the dots with all the scriptures. Like, you know, come and see the bride, the Lamb's wife. And then the angel took John in the spirit, and he saw this new city, the city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven with the glory of God. You know, I saw that glory coming through the houses. The city of God, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven. Come on. God's going to manifest his spirit into the earth, pour out his glory on the earth. So it's going to be as, you know, what does the scripture say? Surely as I live, saith the Lord, the whole earth shall be full of the knowledge of the glory. As the waters cover the sea, we're going to be releasing revelation knowledge in the glory. As the waters cover the sea, the living waters of the river of the life, covering the seas of humanity, washing them. It's like putting to death the flesh by the rivers of living water. Hallelujah. There's total hope in Christ. The only safe place in this world is in Christ. The only safe place is in Christ. Hallelujah. He's the Savior. He's our safety. He's our anchor. He's our love gate. You know, how do you water the first love gate? You open it wide to the living waters himself, and he floods through your very being, washing away the serpent food, the dust. What happened to Abraham when he was digging wells in the Old Testament? You know, they were always striving over the wells. He was redigging the wells from, was that Abraham or somebody was digging the wells? I think it's in Genesis somewhere. Hallelujah. But the Philistines kept filling them with earth and stopping up the wells. How do you fill it? What are they filling it with? Dirt. They're filling it with the dust of the earth. Compressed dust. You don't want that. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. That living water will push all the dust out of the way and flood the earth. As the waters cover the seas. You're the covering now. The enemy used to like cover the atmosphere with filth and fear and confusion. But we're seated with Christ in heavenly places. So we become the principality and the power of the air in Christ. You know, it's not the enemy. He's cast down to earth through the sons of God. where Christ comes through the sons of God and casts the enemy down, and he's angry about it because he knows he has a short time. Hallelujah, we got all of eternity. Hallelujah, stop and have a drink break. Drink those rivers of living water. Spring up, oh well. Spring up, oh well. How do you get those living waters, Chris? Well, Jesus said, if you knew who it was speaking, the gift of God and who it is speaking to you, you would have asked of him, and he would have given you living water. All you got to do is ask. Jesus, just fill me with those living waters. Don't let them be stopped up in me. Just flow out through me, God. Fill me. Fill me. Fill me. I know I'm already full, but now I want to let it come out. Those wells. It said, out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. So let that living water flow out through my gates and fill the neighborhood. Fill my city. Fill my country. Fill the world. Fill the entire universe. So that the heaven of heavens that cannot contain God will be true. It's true already, but they cannot contain God because the saints are releasing the rivers of living water. It is flooding realm to realm. The earth is full of the glory of God. The universe is full of the glory of God. Heaven is full of the glory of God. Eternity is full of the glory of God. The heaven of heavens is full of the glory of God, and it's still leaking outward wherever there. Where that blank space is, it hasn't even been created yet. It's flooded with the glory of God. You can tell I love the glory, right? I love God. Hallelujah. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. So we're assembled in Christ. Wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Right in the midst. Right in the middle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, have a drink. Have a drink. Drink the river of life. Ask him. Know the gift of God. Not a gift from God. It's the gift of God himself coming through you. You got to know him. Holy Spirit, we love you. I love your presence. I love the visions. I love the trances. I love your voice. Oh, Jesus, I love the dreams. I love spiritual understanding, God. I love the way you talk. I love the way you breathe. When you breathe, just people come alive, you know, like Adam just breathes into his nostrils and he becomes a living shatta. And God breathed his nose. He split the Red Sea and made a way for Moses and all the Israelites to come through. I love the way God breathes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, just breathe in the breath of God. He'll split every way that blocks him from his people from entering into the promised land. It just splits paths wide open. The breath of God is life. The breath, you know, the old Adam was a speaking dude, whatever. I can't remember the scripture right now. But the second Adam is a life-giving spirit. That's Jesus. The second man, and we're in him, receiving his breath. You know, before Jesus even died and rose again, he said, receive the Holy Spirit, and he breathed on his disciples. The breath of life, hallelujah. And then they had to wait in the upper room after he died and rose again. He waited in the upper room to be endued with power from on high. To become a witness. A true witness is someone who has seen and heard. If you want to be a true witness, you need to see God. Blessed are the pure in heart, they will see God and heard. To hear his voice. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And if you love God, you'll keep his commandments. And if you're keeping his commandments, that means that you've heard his commandments. So love, the first love gate is how you hear God clearly. And it's how you see God. It's how you get a pure heart. Because he's the refiner's fire. Just burning away the chaff off of your heart. Burning off the veils off of your heart. The more you love God, the more those living waters will flow through your heart. And just wash away the dust of the earth. that tries to stop up the wells of salvation, tries to stop up the wells that of living water coming through your very being. Oh, I love the first love gate. Years ago, man, I was, I don't even know how long ago this was, about half a decade ago, maybe a full decade, I don't know, I don't have very good with time and stuff, but I was sitting in this, I went to a brand new church, like they had a, I was looking around, right, it was in the church building, not the actual spiritual body church, the body of Christ, but they write church there because that's where a lot of us gather. I was looking around, I saw a dove, I'm like, wow, this is a really nice place. And I looked around, I saw a cross on the other side, and there was like this big pipe organ pipes, you know, like they had, I guess it was kind of vintage, and they had like the electric organ thing, and I was looking around, and everyone was deep in worship, like hallelujah, like, you know, stuff like that, and I'm looking around, and God speaks to me, he says, I love this place. And I didn't expect to hear the voice of God. And I'm still looking around, and I'm looking at the people. Like tears, deep in worship, deep in spirit, deep in the heart of God, just surrendering everything. That's what true worship is. And I understood what he was saying. Man looks at the outward appearance. Man looks at the church structure, how it looks, the dome, the cross, like the things that man made to put up there, and the building, the walls that hold the rain out. But God was saying, I love this place. It wasn't the physical place. It was where the people were in worship. God seeks worshipers who will worship him in spirit and in truth. He said, I love that place. So if you want living waters to flow through you, meet God where he loves to meet. He loves to meet in the spirit and in truth. He loves to meet worshipers who want to worship him in spirit and in truth, who will worship him in the Holy Ghost, and who will worship him in Christ Jesus, the truth, the way, the truth, and the life. He is our life. God's seeking for worshipers. Why not give him what he wants? You know, here's a simple nugget of wisdom: give God what he wants. Hallelujah. And he'll give you abundantly above what you ask or think, because he'll give it to you. Whoa, I'm getting a really shot on the hallelujah. Wow, give God. Oh man, it's really thick. Hallelujah, Shabbat. Give God what he wants. Hallelujah. He's the boss. Hallelujah. Also is a witness to us. For after he had said, therefore, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. Oh, I love that. I will put my laws into their hearts. The law of the spirit, the first love gate. Where do you read the laws of God? Yeah, you read the Bible, that's fine, that's cool. I read that too. But he's written them in your heart. The law of the spirit. Oh, Shema. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds I will write them. Hallelujah. That's the mind of Christ. You have no need that any man teach you, for But the same anointing teaches you all things, or something like that. 2 John. Hallelujah. The anointing is the teacher. Holy Spirit's the teacher. And when He speaks, His Spirit speaks through the words. When God speaks, it's really... Oh man, the kingdom of heaven is, it's not word only. Alright, it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. There's got to be peace, there's got to be joy, and it's got to be in the Holy Ghost. The joy of the Lord is way more dominant than the happiness of a human, okay? It's more powerful, it changes you. It changes the atmosphere, it changes your neighbors, man. They got the overflow. They got the overflow of those rivers of living water, like Ezekiel's temple, you know? Everywhere that the water goes, it brought life. Hallelujah. What was I just reading here? Shabbat. Oh, yeah, I'll put my laws into their hearts. Read the Bible, yeah. I mean, the Bible is great. I love the Bible. I read the Bible every day. I love the Bible, just not as much as Jesus. I love Jesus more because He's a person. I love His words, but I love the person a lot more. I jump through His words and get into the person. I love my wife. You know, I love it when she talks to me. But I love her personality, her spirit, her substance. I love her. Her words are just a part of her, you know. But it's her that I love. If she would just write me letters from, and we never ever really met, and she was like, say she was living on the moon and I was living on the earth, and we had a marriage, and she would just kind of write letters through a computer or something like that, and I would get texts every now and then, that would be a very shallow relationship. Very, very shallow. I want to see her. You know, blessed with a pure heart, they can see God. God will meet with you when you give Him what He wants. He's looking for worshipers. Why? Because He wants to exalt you. He wants to empower you. He wants to lift you up into heavenly places in Christ and just fill your spirit so that you have you're the goodie bag walking around releasing the revelation of what God is like onto the earth. You're like a piñata when Pharisees come at you and they just come beating you with their sticks of religion. All this candy and the goodness of God starts popping out of you. Hallelujah. That only comes when you spend time and you seek Him, you pursue Him with all your heart, and you're just, because it's like you're a hart and you're chasing God, and then God's like, oh, I just can't run anymore, I gotta turn around. And it's a fun game of just like pursuing God. You know, when you first you pursue your wife before you get married, right? Well, you pursue God. We're in this love pursuit, and He loves to be caught, because he wants to be caught more than we'll chase Him. And He just turns around and like, oh, you got me. And he's only taking like half a step, you know, and turns around, oh, you got me. And He just fills you with His love, just totally ruins you. And you just want to get more of Him. Then He takes another step and He's like waiting. Oh, I'm running away. You know? Jesus did it when He was on the road to Emmaus. The disciples were walking with Him. He made as though He would go further, because He likes to be chased too. Hallelujah. But they constrained Him. They basically, what that means, like their hearts were burning as He went over the scriptures with them. Their hearts were burning. That's what the fire of God is like. That's what purifies your heart gate, so you can see God clearly, so you can even interpret the scriptures. Hallelujah. Wow. That's a lot of glory, Shabbat. When your heart burns for God, the fire of God will come flooding through your heart, burning up everything in your path. Do not our hearts burn within us? As He spoke the scriptures, and he was giving a sermon about Himself, hallelujah, from the Old Testament. And they constrained him like, no, you're staying here. They basically grabbed his ankles and hanging on. You know, you could just see the disciples, no, you're not leaving. Bind him. Get him. Don't let him leave. We can't let him leave. And so Jesus hangs out with them. They commune. They break bread. You know, it was during the breaking of bread where they realized, like, he disappeared. Because he wants to be pursued in the spirit, not in the flesh, you know. He wants to give you eyes to see, which is the pure in heart eyes. Hallelujah. Through your first love gate where you meet with him. When you go in spirit and in truth, you meet with God and you get to see God, and he purifies your heart by washing the dust away with the rivers of living water flooding through you. As your heart's roasting in the all-consuming fire of God. Hallelujah. And you can say to yourself, did not our hearts burn when we were in the deep midst of worship? And if the presence lifts, you just chase him. You go higher too. Hallelujah. He's always leading us higher and higher from glory to glory. Deeper and deeper into the heart of God, so we can be changed into that image which we perceive. Hallelujah. It says that Jesus opened their understanding to understand the scriptures. So read the Bible, but go to the person, and he will open your understanding so you can actually understand the scriptures. Hallelujah. It's good to understand the scriptures. So it's good to assemble yourselves together in Christ and let the anointing flow, the Spirit of God flow. Let God have his way. He's Yahweh. He's the way, the truth, the life. Let him have his way through his body. He's the head. You know, the body's growing into the head. We're growing in Christ into the head. So that everything that Jesus did when he walked the earth, he's going to do again through his body as we walk the earth in him. No, it's going to be the head pouring down living waters from heaven, and the body pouring out that deep water, deep from within. How do you say that? Holy Spirit. On your inmost being shall flow rivers of living water. That's what it was. Hallelujah. Like the days of Noah. Oh, just take a deep breath. Not your breath, take a deep breath of God. Hallelujah. Holy Lord. Oh, now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. You want evidence of things not seen? Enter into that most holy place by faith through the precious blood of Jesus and experience the living God. You will experience the living God. Living, so alive, he'll just bring life to your mortal bodies. Hallelujah. Wushata. Oh, shalay. I better not hold this iPad. I'm a little bit tanked right now. Jesus. I don't want to break my toy. Oh, do you love him? I know you do, or you wouldn't have made it this far in the video. So let's just take a break and just give him our hearts more. Oh, we love you, Holy Ghost. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Father, Abba, Father. Yeah, we want to go deeper in you, God. Deeper, 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 deeper into the love of God. Deeper into the joy of the Lord. Deeper into the peace of God. Deeper into your spirit of might, fear of the Lord, counsel, understanding, revelation, love, substance, boom. All the goodies, God, bring us deeper and deeper into the love of God. And we can practice your presence daily. There's no law that says you cannot practice the presence of God. Did you know that the fruit of the Spirit, if you read like love, joy, peace, all those things, and patience, kindness, and all that stuff, if you read it, It says, against such there is no law. So get into the fruit of the Spirit. You'll feel really complete. Hallelujah. Well, I hope you enjoyed life more abundantly. I feel really tanked right now. I feel like I'm standing in the bottom of the river of life. It feels really good. So you can just drink all you want, man. Drink all you want. The Bible says, hallelujah. I'll end this with this, with the words of Jesus. Whosoever is thirsty, come.